Now, back to Open House with Team Reba.
All right, well, welcome back to Open House with Team Reba. I am Reba Haas, and Eric Osnes has stepped out of the room for just a moment, so we are going to get back into that information he had about some of the tax credits and whatnot that have been made permanent in the recent December 22nd changes with Congress. But until he gets back in the room, I'm going to give you a quick update on what we're going to cover the rest of the show, because anyone who was listening last week heard the first two segments of the show were all about TRID and what was going on, issues that people were running into, why it was having problems with transactions. And then we also had the last two segments that was about social media. So today, once we're finished up with this information that Eric's going to share, we're going to get back into the topic of social media, because we got almost maybe a little too tied into Eric's Twitter account, which is A. Osnes. We still need to see if we can figure out how to change him to Eric is my banker.
Yeah.
Because that would be a much better one for him. But anyway, so just setting up kind of the rest of the tone of what's going to happen today. But I do want to hear these things that just came through.
Sure.
For Washingtonians and benefits we have of these tax breaks.
All right. Sure. You bet. And this is, again, from Congress passed last week, the Protecting Americans from Tax Hikes Act of 2015, which was signed into law on December 22nd. So a couple, just a real couple quick ones on it. Sales tax is now a permanent itemized deduction. College tuition deductions and credits have been extended through 2016, but are subject to phase out for higher income taxpayers. So make sure you check with your accountant on that. There's one, I'm not going to profess to understand this one 100%, but a charitable donation of up to $100,000 from an IRA required minimum distribution has been made a permanent tax break. So basically, if you want to donate a big chunk of money up to $100,000,
okay,
you know, to a nonprofit, you can do that tax-free. Above the line $250 deduction for teachers for school related out of pocket expenses was made a permanent deduction. That's kind of a nice thing.
Oh, that's a really nice one. I know a lot of teachers, and they usually spend quite a bit on their students.
Absolutely.
Most
they
people
do.
Don't
right
realize.
Out of their pocket.
Yeah.
I mean, pencils and paper and things like that.
Absolutely.
So, yep. Enhanced child tax credit of $1,000 has been made permanent.
Enhanced child? Does that mean that has to be like some kind of a special
child?
What's that mean?
Three eyeballs? I don't know. Not sure about that one.
The enhanced child. The beatific child?
I believe they're referring to the credit, not the child.
Okay.
But I'm just taking a wild guess at that
one. What a funny title, though.
That's right.
It'd be one kid running around that's, I'm the enhanced child.
Yeah, I'm enhanced.
You know?
That's right. Well, that could mean different things depending on, you know, what part of town you're from. So anyway.
Good gosh.
Yep. So the now this is good. The $500 energy efficiency home improvement tax credit has been extended through 2016.
Gotta love that.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Now, but that $500 must be reduced by any credit claimed in a prior year. So they've kind of tightened it down just a little bit. But if you haven't made some energy improvement, efficiency improvements to your home, there is a $500 tax credit. And there's also an exclusion for discharged home mortgage debt has been retroactively extended through 2016.
Oh, my gosh. I need to see that.
Yeah, this one's important.
The Mortgage Debt Relief Act?
Yes. And what this means is
I'm so happy that you are bringing this up.
I'm
so happy.
So let's say that you've lost a home through foreclosure or in the case of a short sale. Basically, any time a mortgage is wound up and being paid off by less than what's owed on it, it's considered debt forgiven.
Yeah, which and normally is taxed.
Yes, it's
prior to 2007. It was typically a taxable.
That's right. And prior to 2007, any debt forgiven is considered taxable income.
Mm-hmm.
So everybody thinks, "Woo, I got out of that debt," and then they get a bill from the IRS because that's considered taxable income, and it can be significant. Let's say there's a write off of $100,000. Well, guess what? You know, you're going to get a 1099 saying you made $100,000.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and if you're at a 28% tax rate.
At that point,
that's very painful.
It's a really big number.
Mm-hmm.
And I mentioned just before the break, mortgage insurance premiums are deductible as qualified residence interest through 2016. So you can treat PMI, mortgage insurance, like interest.
Excellent.
And
we should go back to all of our FHA clients we've had over the last couple of years and make sure to remind them about that.
Make sure they're writing that off.
Yeah.
That's right. And also the residential energy efficient solar property has been extended to include property placed in service before January 1st, 2022. And will gradually reduce for property placed in service after December 31st, 2016 and before January 1st, 2022.
So that's properties with solar?
Solar, yeah. So you're going to get a tax credit.
So Joe Dietz from Synergy Systems.
Right.
Did you hear that?
Give us a call in.
Yeah. Dude, right. Call us if you happen to be listening. I know I sent you your show that you did with us. We'll right. have to bring that up when you're on the air with us again.
That's right. And we can maybe later if we have time, there's been some additional changes for affecting businesses.
Okay.
So these are the ones that are affecting individuals and mortgages specifically. And there's some additional extensions and things to businesses that have to do
Well, you're going to need to give me that list so we can put it onto the blog.
That's
and
right.
send that out through our social media sites. So that people can access
Absolutely.
Some of that information if they haven't already found it through another resource.
Matter of fact, maybe one of these days we'll have to get our CPA on here. You know, maybe my CPA and
assistant Angela is working on a list of people for us and Rick Mangan. Now I sound like you.
Well,
tripping over my lips.
Well, this list brought to you thanks to Jane Wren, CPA I've worked with for years and years and years in Kirkland, Washington.
Well, we'll get one of them in here, or we'll bring several of them in over time. Because, I mean, that's the whole thing.
Oh, yeah. We can have a CPA throwdown. Yeah,
I love that idea. Let's do that.
We'll compare. We'll throw out a question and say that one
will say,
I can deduct that. And the other one will say, you can't deduct that. You don't know what you're talking
about.
You
know, I've done stuff like that before. It's kind of fun.
Yeah.
We should totally do that. Yeah.
All right. Sounds
CPA
like exciting
duel.
Stuff for radio, right? CPA arguing match.
I don't know if you're the right kind of listener. Isn't this Bloomberg like business radio?
Well, absolutely.
Wouldn't that be totally up people's alley?
In fact, there may be some CPAs listening as we speak.
Yeah, if you want to be on.
Yeah, pipe
ping
in.
Us, man.
Matter of fact, not a bad time to bring up that you can reach us toll free. This is a live call-in show. We're at 1-866-712-1300.
Yes, we are.
Business Radio KKOL.
Or if you want to reach us in other ways, you can also hit me on Twitter at Team Reba.
Right.
Or you can do info@TeamReba if you don't get a chance to call while we're here.
Yep.
We would love a call, of course.
And you can hit me on Twitter also at E-Osness.
Yeah. Try
but
and
nobody
spell
can
that.
Spell that. Yeah.
E-A-A-S-N-E-S-S.
Double A.
Did we just put too many A's in there because both of us were saying it?
Probably. Yeah. E-A-A-S-N-E-S-S.
Okay.
Osness.
And if you can't find him that way, just look at me and I'm pinging him.
There you go. Rhymes with awesomeness. Yeah. Ooh, that was dead air.
Okay.
All right, let's move on. Okay. All right. Well, I'm done with that.
All right. Okay. No. But I definitely want that list. And I will attribute to your CPA
Absolutely.
On that also. So I'll need to get some contact info for her. But So I'm just going to dwell on that for a quick moment because I'm super excited. The Mortgage Debt Relief Act piece is huge because I have people I'm talking to regularly. Our marketplace isn't as impacted with short sales as
right.
it had been, but they are still out there. It's about 10% of the marketplace. At the peak of all the ugliness of the recession, we were about 35% of the marketplace was distressed homes.
That's right.
And now we're down to about 10%.
That's right.
And so it's getting better, but there are still people out there impacted. And like I have a short sale that I'm so thrilled to hear this because I have a short sale I've been working on that just got bumped. We were supposed to close at the end of December and it just got bumped into early to mid-January because of TRID.
Right.
And I was so disappointed because we were really pushing and gunning to get done by the end of the year so that they could hopefully
take advantage of this tax break.
And then when it just pushed a couple of days ago, we were just all like, oh, no.
Yeah.
So to see that this is actually going through 2016 is phenomenal because the 2 years prior, 2015 and in 2014, Congress waited till like the last day of the year to make it retroactive
right.
for the whole year. And so people were sweating it all year long.
Absolutely.
So if they actually were forward thinking and are pushing it all the way through the end of 2016.
Right.
I'm so super stoked because that could actually help folks who've been vacillating on whether or not they should approach a short sale or not.
Right, they're procrastinating.
Or just let it go.
And, sure.
And even outside of someone who just contacted me recently through Facebook. You know, talking about we're going to be using social or talking about social media today. I had somebody who's a connection of a connection contact me through Facebook, and they had questions because they had been foreclosed on. He had just kind of emotionally shut down because he'd gone through job loss, had a marriage failure, and all these other things, got behind on his mortgage, and walked away. And it had been years since he'd walked away, and he learned that the bank had sold the house recently.
Mm-hmm.
And it looked like what they sold it for was for more than what he had owed. And what it turned out was that was not actually the case. The bank had bought it back, and then they'd sold it outside. So I had sent him to an attorney to get some advice about whether or not there was going to be any kind of taxable hit to him. Because I said, I
sure.
really don't know. It looks like it's just the one loan. It should be this. But you really, because that auction happened at this particular timetable, you need to find out how it might impact you. And so we sent him off to some resources. And he just sent me a message 2 days ago thanking me for that, because he said, what a relief. He goes, besides doing an amended tax return, because you do have to put those into your tax returns, and he hadn't thought to do that.
Right.
And so he did put that all in place. This is going to be great, because he did say that he wasn't going to fall into any tax consequence. But for some of those folks who are still in the middle of those situations, or like the client who I am going to close on here in the next week, I'm going to be thrilled to be able to tell them that this has been extended.
Absolutely.
Really, really. I'm so glad that you bring this up. It's so much fun that we bring different things to the table each week, and sometimes they're really, really helpful to the other person.
Well, and this, you know, when we're dealing with foreclosures or short sales too, there's some timing events that take mm-hmm. place from the financing end as well that can impact people. And what a lot of people don't understand is if you had a foreclosure, it's you're going to be eligible to buy a new home as early as you know, 3 years after the date mm-hmm. of that event, but it's based on when the home is sold, not when the foreclosure action is completed.
Okay. So, and that can be a lot of time in between.
Absolutely.
Okay.
So, yeah,
good
so,
point.
You know, so be sure to kind of check on that. And again, if you have questions or anything, we're always happy to help here. Just hit us, tweet us at Team Reba. And when we come back, we're going to be talking about social media.
Yeah.
And you're going to teach me how to use my Twitter account. Stay tuned on Business Radio 1300 KKOL.
Got a question? Call it in. 866-712-1300.